Jake Simkis's Tupperware Homunculus. With Michael, Joel, and Jake.
We normally spend the first two or three hours prepping for the show, whereas this time, instead of gathering content, we have knocked together a cover. That's right. We are a band in practice for the Mo. Michael has been on guitar. Joel has been on bass. Michael's also been drumming with some Bisto he was using as a maraca. And I have been doing the best Morrissey impression I can, warbling into Mike's laptop. And it's terrible.
And you need to
stay. I am dreading this they being played to anybody.
They need to stay tuned for that, though, don't they, Jake?
Well, you should probably stick around for that. I'm sure we'll get it out of the way soon so all of our listeners don't drop off before
Jake,
we play it.
How would you rate your vocal performance?
My vocal performance, I was much happier once you'd mixed it through a load of naffery, to be honest.
Another thing I need to point out is that Mike said we were covering this today. It's a song. I've made it clear on this show, I think, that I hate Morrissey and the Smiths. Well, I don't hate the Smiths. It's just I don't like Morrissey's voice and him. And
there's no hope for Joe.
I've never really. I kind of knew the song a bit, but I've never really listened to it. So when Mike asked me to the bass, I had like 10 minutes to have a listen to it, and then I was expected to do it in probably about two takes.
Yeah, Michael did spend most of the time we were trying to cover this song doing the intro on the guitar. So we all had to do it in about two or three takes, which was hard. So,
yep.
Yes. Are we going to play it now?
We're
going to
No, we're not.
No?
We're playing another song by an equally good band, the Rolling Stones, with Jumping Jack Flash. Yeah, Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones. Right, we need to talk about this feature for as long as possible, don't we, Jake?
Let's introduce it.
I'm sure we'll do it a very natural amount.
We're scraping for content in between.
Something this
sections.
Show is famous for is our eating guide.
Yes.
For your best review of eateries in Cardiff, it's Culinary Corner.
Get off my bleeding chips, Culinary Corner.
Jake, where did we go?
We went to Henry's, a pub which you have been raving about for quite a while.
Cafe bar, not pub.
Gastro chain.
Yeah.
Is that an accurate depiction? Anyway,
that sounds like a band.
It wasn't very good.
That's what we can be called.
Yeah, the gastro chains.
I just said the verdict, and you all spoke over me.
Oh, say it again.
It wasn't very good.
Rebuttal.
What, you want to rebuttal? Okay, go on then.
Go on, Mike.
Yeah. You rebuttal, your rebuttal.
He agrees with his first point.
I'm going to argue against my statement.
His own argument, though.
I wasn't as impressed as I was the first time he went there.
No.
But you had the same thing.
I did.
So that makes it. That means it's on the down.
I had burger and chips. Joel, what did you have?
I had burger and chips, which I think it was. You said your gran said we had. Seemed to have every week, which is true.
Well, you do. It's your weekly burger, isn't it?
You say
it?
You do, but we always do. But Jake didn't this week.
I didn't.
Jake,
I thought I'd be adventurous, and I tried bangers and mash.
And what's your verdict?
The sausages were really chewy. That was the problem I had with it.
Yeah.
They're quite really chewy and quite dry.
The gravy looked quite runny as well.
Oh, the gravy was quite nice.
How many forks would you give the gravy?
The gravy, I would probably give 3. The meal overall, I'm gonna, because you like to do halves. I'm gonna give it 1.5.
No, you like to drink halves.
Yeah.
I like to drink halves. I say it not all the time. Constantly have a small drink in my hand. Because you like to give half forks, so I'm going to give it a 1.5.
1.5?
Really? That's your lowest so far.
Yeah, it is my lowest so far.
You said yesterday you were going to give it a 2, didn't you?
You gave McDonald's more.
Yes.
Really?
I would go to McDonald's again. I wouldn't go to Henry's again. Although I hear that the waitress did put up with a lot after I'd left.
Really?
From you guys.
Yeah. We
when it came
we
just to paying.
Mike didn't organise the paying at all.
You need to explain that because people may get the wrong idea.
Well, yeah, Jordan told me, my girlfriend Jordan, who I left
snitch.
To pay the bill.
Snitch.
Said that... you all had to pay half card, half cash, split the bill, and then you were adding bits to it, and it was all...
Not only that,
it
Jake.
All sounded like a bit of a shambles to
not
me.
Only that, Jake, not only did we split a card and half cash, we had to do two card payments, Michael's payment, my payment. Yes. Then we had to pay with cash, which was a mixture of basically just paying the rest of the bill. So it was really awkward for her to know what was paid and what wasn't. So yeah, I agree, Jake. But having said that, I had a burger, and they were, you know, the price was, it was fairly expensive, wasn't it? It was top mark for a burger, I'd say.
Well, it was quite pricey. I'd say it's probably about TGI's price, and if you're looking at a chain price.
Yeah.
And it was just
and
poor.
We had no O'Neill's before, and I think we all had burgers that time, didn't we?
I think
O'Neill's was like half the price, and it was much, much nicer.
The Promised Land was the best, I think.
The Promised Land was nice. They did that thing with the wooden chopping boards.
Yeah, which they also did in
Henry's. O'Neill's did that.
And you didn't like that, did you?
No.
No. I quite like that. I think it looks nice.
But O'Neill's is like a lot cheaper for a similar sort of burger.
I don't think you get as much, though.
No, maybe not, but...
We didn't get a huge amount.
It's not much different.
We didn't get a huge amount in Henry's.
No, not really. Because you had dessert.
Yeah, I did have dessert.
Apparently the dessert was quite good. I didn't have a dessert. I had to go and pick up my...
Well, I think only Mike...
My essay.
Oh, yes.
Mike and Jordan. Jordan treated herself while Jake was away.
Let's talk about Jake's special mark. Jake, what did you have?
I had a 2-1. It's not that special, but I was quite happy with it.
Yeah.
It's the best you've had so far.
No, it isn't.
It's the best I've had so far.
68.
Stop scaring his mother.
You've had more than 68.
I think that's the most I've had for an essay. No, I had 69 for an essay once.
You had a what?
What would you give? What would you rate it out of?
Have I had higher than that? I might have done.
What would you rate your meal in terms of forks, your fork system?
I'd give it 2.5, 3.
I'd give it a 2. Yeah, I'd give it 2.5. 2.5 spay, I think.
1.5.
Because it wasn't quite tops. Nice.
I think I'm going to read Jake's essay and rate it on Fox.
Read the whole... That'll kill some time, won't it?
That'll be enjoyable.
How many words?
It was... I think it was just short of 2,500.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2,490-something.
Jake's choosing a song now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Want to introduce it?
Well, there was, of course, Christmas is gone now for a whole nother year. I remember that John Lewis advert. Wasn't that the loveliest advert ever?
Totally unrealistic.
Well, yes.
No child would ever give a present to his parents and look forward to it.
The song in that, please get me what I want, was originally a Smith song, Hold Your Beans, and we're going to play the Smith version.
And
partly is a tribute to the song we have coming up. Right. Here it is.
Here it is, after Jake's waffle.
Good time.
That was very short, wasn't it?
And also, it was the worst fade-out I think we've ever done on this show.
I think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever.
No, it isn't.
It was very
It would
nice.
Be if he wasn't singing it. Right, we have got something to talk about.
Yes, you have.
Don't!
Dude.
If you want to phone in to the show, if you phone in at 07528-717536, that's 07528-717536. We shouldn't have learnt that number.
Joe, you have a knowing me.
We haven't been here for a while, so.
You have a knowing me, knowing Jake.
And what number is that?
It's number 4.
Okay. Yes, I do have one. And here's Michael's overlong. It's probably longer than the Smiths song we just played.
It's my Stairway to Heaven.
It's the jingle for Knowing Me, Knowing Jake. Knowing
me, knowing Jake. There is nothing we can do. Jake.
Knowing you. We just have to face it this time. Well, actually, it's not too long, that one. What's the one that's long?
It was Agony the Agony Ant Corner.
That's the one. Yeah, well, we do this segment and we give Jake a question. And this week's question is...
We...
Jake, would you rather be a dwarf or a giant?
What, would I rather be particularly short or particularly tall?
Yeah, bear in mind the disability, you know, the problems that come with both.
Okay, so give me a height. Give me two heights.
3 foot five.
Yeah.
And 9 foot seven and three quarters. Foot.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think anybody is that tall.
I was thinking about 7 foot something.
Giants.
Well, I think probably of being below 4 foot and above 7 foot, I would probably choose...
Stop faffing.
He's thinking.
I'm thinking.
He's weighing up his options.
Do you want a realistic answer?
Yes.
A valid answer, yes, from me?
All of the above.
Okay.
A well thought out answer.
I think of those two extreme heights, I'd probably choose being 7 foot.
Really?
Yes. I think yes.
What are your reasons?
My reasons? Well, I don't know. I think it'd be quite nice to have the illusion of being tall and slender, no matter how much.
We didn't say we didn't say slender.
Well,
stop being, you might be big.
Even if you've got the same waist, then you're going to look slender if you're very, very tall.
We didn't mention that weight. Why you bring a weight into it?
But think of the problems that come...
You're asking me to give my reasons.
If you were really tall, though, Jake, and you were, say, on an aeroplane flight, think of the problems you'd have with leg room or driving a car, banging your head on small...
Wait a second.
You basically have to crouch most of the time,
wait
won't
a
you?
Second.
I have a switcheroo question.
All right.
Okay.
What if you were a...
Was that question no good?
Yes, it was good. What if you were a dwarf and skinny or giant... and obese, which would you rather be?
Probably be the skinny dwarf.
Yes!
That just highlights everything.
The old switcheroo have
believed.
Got you.
But if you were a dwarf, you'd never have the problem of leg room.
I would not have the problem of leg room.
But then getting on chairs might be harder than it would be for a giant. Right. I think Jake's answered that well enough. What track do you on, 9?
Susan Vega, classic, Luca.
That was someone by something.
Susan Vega, Luca.
Yes.
Agudant time?
What's the jingle?
It's one cringe-worthy moment after another, isn't it?
Track number 3.
Joys of being back
Jesus.
At school.
Yeah. God, I hate this jingle.
Check your face.
Doobie doo doo doo.
Tell me when to fade out.
This'll do, you can fade out.
No, not yet.
We need to kill time, I suppose.
We do. Well, if we talk over the top, then it's not going to drag out too long.
Ready?
No, we're not. Agony on. Corner.
Here we are. There you go.
Jake?
Yes.
We had loads of letters over Christmas.
Okay.
Well, that's already a lie.
So I've selected the best one.
Okay, is he an avid listener of the show?
We'll see.
Well, it can't be that avid because he hasn't texted into 07528717536. That's 07528717536.
Can you say it a bit slower, please?
07528717536.
That wasn't slow, that was just drony.
Yeah, it was slower. Back, get on with the agony.
Back to the letter.
Okay.
Hi, Jake.
Yes.
Hi, Jake. I'm a massive fan of the show.
Well, that's a lie.
Recently, I've become a singer in a promising band.
Right.
Any advice? And it's from a Stephen Patrick.
Well, this is right down.
Stephen Patrick.
This is right down your street, Jake. Because as we've said before, you're already becoming a well-renowned singer. As the listeners will hear soon.
He's very much a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think if you are to be a singer in a band, I think what you need to find is a balance where you can pay attention to the timing but still sing very, very naturally. I mean, as someone who is a very experienced singer who is currently performing, I think I have the authority to say that. To be a singer in a band,
How much time do you think you need in order to record one song?
We've proved that you only need 2 hours to record a song. And you can spend most of that 2 hours trying to learn the intro.
Yeah.
On guitar.
And Jake, are you getting along better with the bassist in the band or the guitarist?
What, and in who, my band?
And who do you think's more valuable?
Well, I think Joel is probably a much better improviser as a bassist. But then you did lay the brickwork, Michael, so I don't know, I can't say.
I think
that was fair, that was quite fair.
Well, how diplomatic well then, Jake. Was that? Probably did side with Joel a little bit more than Michael, so I'm sorry about that. But you did have the last word.
I had less time, but it's harder to be a guitarist anyway.
I think...
Michael wants me to say he's the best.
he's not going to, okay?
Shall we have a little sneak preview of this song?
Well, just listen to it the whole thing or just a sneak preview?
No, we'll go for the whole thing.
All right. What number is it?
12.
Okay. Do you want a drum roll or anything? Come on, let's just tap
something. I think we should have a cheese roll.
Here it is.
A punctured bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me, yes? When in this charming town, this charming man, why pamper life's complexity when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat? I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. A jumped up pantry boy who never knew his place, he said, return the ring, he knows so much about these things. So much about these things. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care. Na 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 na. This child.
Hey!
Jesus.
2 hours of perfection.
Yeah, Jesus. I apologize for the bass playing. I had like an hour to learn it. Probably less. Basically, probably less. Definitely less,
Joel,
actually.
Basically, you were bass and I was raping my guitar.
I think that's unfair, considering you knew the song.
I'd like to point out that I never actually agreed to do that.
No.
Yes, you did.
And I hope my warbling was disguised enough.
It
wasn't good. Was
I
it?
Think the vocals are a big improvement to the original. But I think we need to decide what song we do next week, so I can actually learn the song before we do it.
Next week,
we are planning on making this a regular feature.
Yeah.
Every week we cover
but
a song.
This time I will record it. I'll record the bass and stuff before, so we don't have to mess around.
Jake,
every week.
Which one do you recommend we cover next week?
Which song?
It doesn't have to be the Smiths.
ABBA?
ABBA,
no,
yeah.
We're not doing
yes. ABBA. Dancing Queen?
No. No.
What song do you know well?
Anything by the Beatles. Perhaps? What about Boys Don't Cry by The Cure?
Yeah.
I do actually know the words of that song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Look, that's it. All right, we'll do that. That's what we're doing.
Tune in for that next week.
At least I did, anyway.
Yeah. And we'll spend more than 2 hours on that one.
I'm not very good at the words to songs, so...
What do you mean? You can just read them from a list.
I know. I did.
Jesus.
Could you not tell?
But yeah, from a list.
Well, I thought Jake...
From a list of words. A script.
I thought Jake did quite well.
Yeah. I'd give his vocal performance...
Considering how bad he said he was.
Yeah.
That was pretty...
It's quite good.
Decent. It was in tune.
For a first effort.
I wasn't in tune.
That was in tune.
He sings better than Frankie Kokoza.
Better than Morrissey.
No. I think next week we'll have you doing a duet with Jordan as well.
Yeah. But I thought you said we were doing The Cure.
Yeah, we can do that the next week after. A all duet. Right.
So what are you doing next week, Islands in the Stream?
No, we're doing The Cure.
Okay. All right.
What duet can Jordan and Jake sing?
What are the big ones?
Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream is a possible one.
Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
It Takes Two.
I'm sure you'll get a text in quite soon.
Oh, what's
saying,
the one?
No, I'm not singing.
What's the one that goes, They played it with George Bush and Tony Blair on a, it was a popular video going on the internet. Did you ever see that one?
No.
It was, oh, what's the song called?
An idiot.
It goes, there's only you in my life. That one.
Endless Love.
Is that the song?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Lionel Richie and...
That's it. Fairy Tale of New York we could have done if it was still Christmas.
Diana Ross, wasn't it? Was it Diana Ross?
Some Velvet Morning. Oh, I know.
You were on air at the moment, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. I know the
really
the you know the duet song of all duet songs is Then I Go and Spoil It All by Saying Something yes. Stupid. We'll be doing that one, right?
Yes.
Agreed. Jake, do you know the words for that?
No.
Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush.
I don't know the words to any song, so I guess we can't do it again.
What about
Marvin Gaye and Tammy someone?
What about Kiki D and Elton John?
Oh yeah, Don't Go Break. That's probably the best one they can do. Do you know that one? Grease, you're the one that I want. This is on the list of top duets. R.E.M. You want some R.E.M.? What number is it? 10. Okay. You might as well have just said it. Here's R.E.M. That was R.E.M. with Man on the Moon.
I think that was just about long enough for us to get our act together. And we've got another feature for you.
It's a new one, Jake.
It is.
One you suggested, I think.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's
none of
right.
This show has anything to do with me.
Yeah, that's right, Jake. There's no prep whatsoever.
We'll play the jingle and explain what it is.
I'll say no, I don't, so I'm a hypocrite.
None of you do anything.
This is the jingle, anyway.
Ooh. 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 Obituary Corner.
So who's the star of the obituaries? Well, who's the today's one?
Oh, okay, I'm going to read it out. Well, as
Mike has chosen.
since our last show, our dear leader King John Ill has
passed
away. So we. that's what they refer to him as, dear leader. Anyway.
Jake's dear leader's passed away. What was the causes?
You've got the screen with the facts in front of you. You can talk about him.
All right, well, first of all, obviously he's the leader of North Korea.
Yes.
He's passed away. They are apparently distraught, although some people are sceptical. Well, how distraught they are.
Some people are sceptical. Everybody's sceptical.
His son, who I can't think of his name, is set to take over. Anyone remember his name?
Yeah, Lil.
they said Kim Jong was eel, but no one believed them. And here's some facts about him. He was born.
I feel like I should leave the room now.
He was born under a double rainbow, apparently, according to his official biography.
What?
He was born in a secret military camp on some mountain during North Korea's Japanese occupation, and was prophesied by a double rainbow. Marked by the sight of a new star and swallow in the sky. Apparently, the truth appears to be more mundane. Apparently, he was just born in a Siberian village and it was raining. He also loved water slides. There was a picture of his garden which contained a number of different types of water slides which he enjoyed going down in his trunks, in his Speedos.
And the first time he ever played golf, he had 13 hole-in-ones.
He kidnapped shore people.
Jake?
According to one of Kim Jong-il's former tutors, the leader used pamphlets advertising wonder growth drugs to lure small people into traps from where they would be deported to uninhabited islands to remove their substandard stock from the gene pool. He won't be popular with Mike, who's a big fan of anyone who's vertically challenged. He could control the weather, apparently. According to reports, the former leader spread rumours that he could make it rain or demand, on demand, depending on his mood. He kidnapped two directors to remake Godzilla, apparently. He was suspected of killing his brother at age 5. Kim's younger brother, Kim Shu-ra, drowned in the family swimming pool, apparently.
Because we're all a fan of food and fine dining.
Right.
Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Oh, yes.
That's not really part of a bitchery corner, though.
No, he's not dead.
He's little. And he's a chef.
Hey, there's a symbol. Well,
yes. Carry on. The tenuous links are aplenty.
So the question for you, Jake.
Yes?
Have you ever stolen anything?
Have I ever stolen anything? No.
Joel?
No.
Or me.
That's that, then.
But as I guess most people have heard the news, that Anthony Wall Thompson was arrested in Tesco's. It was Tesco's, I think.
Tesco's,
Thieving cheese and wine.
Yeah, and it was the fifth time, apparently, they'd caught him on CCTV. Obviously, the first, maybe two times, they thought, we're not going to do anything about it because it could just be a genuine mistake. But after five times, they got him. And apparently, when the police caught him, they asked him to empty the contents of his bag and tell them what he was going to make from the contents.
He said, don't be rude.
Yeah. And there's various other jokes. Anyone hearing any others?
That was a joke.
Yeah, they said that.
Yes, I got one.
The next time he needed to be more careful.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because he was in Anthony Warhol Thompson's pocket.
Oh, okay.
Bag.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Jake, you can have a go.
Well, have a go at making up a joke at Anthony Warhol Thompson's expense.
Yeah.
It was a big pocket and a little chicken.
Yeah, okay. I think mine was the best, my Ready, Steady, Cook related one. Joel, I nicked that.
If you could steal anything, what would it be?
A joke. No, what would I nick? Something expensive. What's expensive? A diamond?
Fabergé egg?
Well, you can nick something. You can nick anything you like. There are just consequences, which is why we don't.
Yeah, do you mean if you're going to suffer consequences, what would you steal?
It would have to be something which nobody lost out on, so... No.
A manga comic?
No, it would be...
Someone could lose out on that.
I don't like the idea of stealing. I mean, the fact that whatever your gain is, someone else has lost more than that, because they've gone and bought it, so it's more precious to them than it is to you. You've just got a second
Bruce Forsyth's toupee.
Jake, would you steal from the mouths of decadence?
Yes.
Jake?
No.
You wouldn't.
Hmm. Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
What?
I nicked Prince Charles's pasty.
Okay, right. Was it good? How many forks?
Six.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That good, eh?
It was a posh pasty.
Right, okay. Jake, so you wouldn't steal from any people who are
privileged. You're saying that if someone has more money than me, I have every right to steal from them.
He's saying, I think you mean sort of royal. You don't like the idea of the royals just sort of coming into money without really doing anything.
I'll ask you the question again, Jake.
Okay.
Would you steal from the mouths of decadence?
No, he's already answered this.
No, we'll let him think.
Okay. Does that mean you're going to wait until he says yes? Otherwise, we're not moving on. Because otherwise, the rest of the show might just be Jake
Fork him.
Jake, I think for the good of the show, you might as well just say yes.
I mean, I don't...
Jake's thinking calmly.
I don't personally like the idea of people coming into money, but then I certainly wouldn't... I don't... steal from them. You mean like... How? Like, if I had the chance, I could have it so
Robin Hood style.
Yeah. If you were suffering...
Rich to the poor.
If you were suffering...
Like some sort of vigilante.
Like Robin Hood, yeah.
Jake, if you were suffering, had a family to feed, and a decadent person was eating more than he needed, would you then steal from him?
No. I don't like how philosophical this is getting, either.
But do you like Robin Hood?
It's the principle of the thing.
Robin Hood stole.
Stealing is wrong.
Robin Hood stole and gave to the poor. Stole from the rich, gave to the poor. And he's celebrated.
I'm sure Robin Hood wasn't as lovely as he was in the Animal Kingdom version.
Well,
every
Disney film that's based on some sort of real story, I think, is accurate.
Yeah. I mean, for one point, the bad guy was King Richard, wasn't he?
He was a wolf.
Well,
he was in the video.
Which was the what was the bad guy in?
King John is the lion.
Prince John.
King John.
It was Prince John, wasn't it? Prince John and King Richard.
Oh, yeah, Prince John, you are right. You're
Prince
right.
John.
And everyone made out that he was the bad guy, but it was King Richard was the one who was doing these crusades.
Crusades, which and, are arguably.
He was the one spending all the money, and he then had Prince John get. Is it Prince John?
Yeah, Prince John. Sounds right. Sounds right.
I don't want to be wrong on the radio.
Is it right? Sounds right.
The prince who was made out to be the bad guy was the one who was forced to take all of these taxes so King Richard could go on his conquests. So, there you go. Things aren't always as they seem in Disney films.
But one thing.
Skate around it.
What about the Jungle Book? Surely that's true to life, isn't it?
I don't know.
Little Mowgli?
Yeah. I think a bear dancing around.
I think Jake would make a nice Mowgli.
Yeah. Oh, you think I'd make a nice Mowgli?
What were you saying before that Jake would make it? Oh, Oliver! I was telling Mike, because my nan, my sister, and my mother went to go and see Oliver, which is, I think, is on at the moment in Cardiff, and that made us think, well, Mike mainly, that you would fit the bill as an Oliver. What about Neil Apple Dodger? Mike, probably, but you're probably too. You need to get rid of your beard.
I think Henry could play the Artful Dodger.
Yeah. Anyone better? Ashley? Nah, he's too monotone.
What would Dan Lewis play?
Yeah, they're probably
no
not.
No one knows who this is, and no one knows who this is.
Nobody listens anymore.
Let's stop talking about our friends who aren't on the radio
show.
Yeah,
okay.
Jake,
okay.
Tell listeners about Rayman and our experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Our experiences with Rayman. Rayman 1 was my first ever game. And for Christmas, I got Rayman Origins, which is kind of like a remake. I really enjoy it. I think it's a really good game. Anyway, Michael was sulking because he didn't like it. Because he wasn't very good at it.
He beat you once, though. But then I had a go, then.
I beat you on that one challenge, though.
You did beat me on that one challenge.
And then I beat Jake on one challenge.
This is not that interesting, but you beat your friend by going two-player and trying to get the most lums in the game. Which
and
are
I
the
got
things
the most
you
of them.
And I was unlocking the lums, and then whilst I was unlocking them, Michael was going and nicking them.
And the funny thing about video games, I think,
you liked it more, then.
You were quite competitive when it comes to video games, I think.
You are, Jake.
I am.
But
is gaming the most competitive you get? Is there anything you get more
Probably.
Competitive?
Do you know in sport, for example, do you know if you played PE in like football and PE or whatever, were you competitive then?
I'm probably more competitive in video games.
More than anything else?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we did notice that, didn't we?
Yeah, well, I haven't said that, Mike. Considering someone who never plays video games, you started getting quite competitive.
Yeah.
Were you competitive? You're saying that you got quite far in football. So
yeah, I used to be quite a gamer when I was younger.
I got a couple of friends, and it's funny when because even when it's just like sort of a kickabout, and we split into teams, there's a couple of them who will start off not being bothered about it, and then once their team starts losing by say 2 or 3 goals, then they suddenly turn on this competitiveness. Which is that what you're like, Jake? Are you quite sort of calm at first, not really bothered, and then once it starts getting to the point where you're losing by too much, you suddenly become competitive?
No, I don't think so. If I'm better at something, then I'll be competitive. I don't see the point in being competitive at things which you can't win.
Yeah, I think most people are like that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good...
I suppose if you are winning, then start to slip.
Is it a good trait or a bad trait?
Well, being competitive?
Yeah.
Well, it depends if what you're doing is constructive.
Yeah, that's true. What about in football? Like Mike.
Wait a second. You get competitive over games.
Video but games? Just, is
that
a good
that's
thing?
Not constructive.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I suppose in football, I suppose it's good because you're helping your team.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Am I putting a song on for the end of the show, or do we need to fill in a bit more time?
What time is it now?
53 minutes.
I think we should fill more time. Well, it's been lovely to be back. We look forward to doing our second term.
And our second song, which will be on... next week. I think we've decided on the cure.
Yeah,
have we? Although we did talk about doing REM, but should we just do the cure? Jake knows it.
Yeah, Boys Don't Cry.
Did you talk about doing REM? I must have been a world of my own.
Well, we just mentioned it briefly.
Okay.
So we'll be doing the cure next week, so look forward to that. The bass will be
better.
The bass will be better next week, so I know the song, and B, I'll have more time to learn it.
And the production will be better.
We've got more time than just 2 hours.
Who's producing next week?
Eric. I don't know.
I want the George Martin.
Okay. Well, it can't be Phil Spector. Because he's in prison.
We can send him the demo.
We'll send him the demo in prison. Yeah.
Come on, Phil.
What track do you want to end on?
I don't know.
I think we should end on the Fleet Foxes.
Okay, what number is that?
It's number 11. See you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Next Tuesday.
Stay tuned.
Bye. Bye.